This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
Jess, how are you going with homeschooling? Are we upset with our premier that he's not sending the little munchkins back yet?
Look, even if they were, he was, I wouldn't be sending Adia back. I'm loving it. I'm the most ridiculous parent in the world. You know that. I'm not normal. I don't empathise at all.
Hang on, how old's
your
kid again?
What?
How old's your kid again?
She's six.
Oh, that'll change.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, is I like her now.
Oh, dear.
Why not enjoy the most of it? Look, the second that I absolutely understand that there are people out there that are struggling, and I get that I don't sound like a very good person for empathising with the majority, but I just love her home. She's only little for so long, and get cuddles and kisses. And she goes to bilingual school, so I'm learning Spanish along with her, even though I did it years ago, but it's all coming back to me now.
Hola.
Yeah, hola.
Oh, okay. Hola. I knew I was totally wrong. But listen, but there's nothing like, so your five-year-old's nothing like, you're going to tell me a story. You're very excited to tell me about a five-year-old in the news.
Oh, look, no, because this one's to my mum, and my mum will be listening from Perth. She even put it when I got kicked out of home. I'm going to give you this. She told Centrelink, nope, she's not welcome back here, and this is how I was able to get my money, because you have to kind of be kicked out to be able to be out on, you know. And anyway, they said, no, when she was 13, she stole my car, is what she said. And look, I didn't even know she knew up until that stage, because she did. That being said, she left me for a week by myself with the car, so I used it. I just didn't know where the petrol bowser thing was. So, but a kid, my mum said no one would have ever beaten that, which is not. She's obviously got no idea.
She has no idea.
No idea.
Because we did the same thing when we were kids. But I was with my old cousin.
Yeah. Well, I just did it. I thought it was great. Used a whole bunch of tank of petrol. Had a bunch of friends with me. It was fabulous. But I don't endorse it. It was a different time. Look, it was a different time indeed. But a kid has beaten my age record and your age record that you were put out there, but so much. 5 years old. Didn't cause an accident, was going in and out of traffic doing 50 kilometres an hour, and the police pull him over. It's obviously in America. Police pull him over, and he doesn't try to flee. He pulls over.
Well, that's good. He's a good
boy. He pulls over. They get to the window, and he does look a little bit bigger than five. They get to the window, and the only thing that you hear the police going is, oh, wow, he's only five.
Did he have a booster?
No, he was having to sit right on the edge. He had to stand driving. And guess what he was doing, Tom? He was protesting that his mum wouldn't buy him a Lamborghini. So she went out the backyard. He took the keys and he was about to go buy one. He had $3 on him.
So he had $3 and he's off to buy a Lamborghini.
Yeah, off he got.
Well, good on him. I mean, how far did he get?
He got to the other side of town. The equivalent to, they reckon, about 15 Ks.
I wanted to see cross the state line. That just
He was heading for his sister's, which is a 12-hour drive away. He was heading for LA. The right direction and everything.
It's probably a country kid. I grew up in the country and my son at that age used to be able to steer a car.
Apparently never driven before, but that's what they're saying. And the parents, they might be getting in trouble.
There are certain little boys that actually watch everything you do, and I can remember my son doing the same, taking my keys, getting into a car and actually started the car.
Look, I do know that.
And it jumped, and I thought, how did you know that's getting from the house, the keys, the boom, boom.
They're so aware. Adia has started the car before, and that scares the hell out of me, but I don't think she could have got, oh my gosh, this
Adia,
is ridiculous.
Adia, stay away.
No one was hurt. Yeah. So, I'm very glad that he's had his joyride and no one got hurt, but let's not do that anymore. Let's keep an eye on our kiddies with our keys around.
Yes, and $3 ain't going to get you a Lamborghini. Let me tell you that.
Maybe we could teach them that lesson first. Yeah. And if they knew the money, the value of money, maybe they won't be stealing your car.
Jess, I know you're addicted to TikTok. You're a TikTok addict-eye. Yeah.
I'm a TikTok dick-tock.
I've got the song already. Ready?
Oh, love it. Oh, yes. And who are they, Tom?
Well, I know. I keep getting it wrong. Venga Boys.
The Venga Boys.
Venga Boys. I want to say
Venga Boys.
Well, have you seen the new TikTok like dance that's going out for Venga Boys? Well, it's not a dance.
Well, I should because I'm such a TikToker.
Yeah, thousands of people are so basically the Venga Boys.
The
Venga Boys have come out and said to everybody, please stop doing this TikTok dance. And it's basically called the Venga Challenge.
Yeah.
Basically, what it is you get two people, and to this song, you've got to walk up and down a ladder in unison.
But it gets faster.
It gets faster. Now, look, Jason Derulo has done it, and there's been lots of other people that have done. But the best thing is now they're starting to show TikTok videos of all the accidents. And I'm talking scraped knees, hit things, black eyes. Yeah.
Oh goodness! I've just decided I wanted to watch it and bought it. Wanted to watch it now, so I popped it straight on the tube. Oh my god! They're going up high and falling.
They're going up high and falling. So
I can't imagine there's a few drinks next to it too. I can't imagine they're doing it super sober either.
Well, this is the thing. This is the problem with at home isolation when we are bored. So look,
started climbing the walls.
So the poor Venga Boys have come out and said, please, everybody, stop doing this because people are getting hurt. Yeah.
I bet they did it stop doing this, little Venga Boys. Sorry.
So what I want to say, you're a challenge now. I think you and Jess should do this on your weekend date night.
Mean Cleo, but we don't need names in this segment. Yeah. So you think we should climb a ladder?
I think you and your wife on date night this Friday should do the Venga Challenge.
What the hell would anyone want to see for one? It'd be hilarious. Cleo would get up in two strides because she's got these big long legs.
Yeah.
And there'll be me going, I can't do it. I'll give it a go. Why not?
Well, that is very exciting.
Would have been nice if you had told me previous to being on there that you were going to set me a challenge that would let everyone see the big booty going up there.
Look how good this song is. I think you could do it. So I'm setting you a challenge. I'm going to follow you on TikTok.
Yeah. I have to start a TikTok. Oh,
that's correct. I don't have a TikTok either. But we could have done this together. We are going to do the up and down challenge.
Oh, you're
going
to do it too. You and Wayne. You just said we. Doing it.
When I say we, I mean all those voices in my head. I ain't getting my hubby off the lounge to go up and down. There's no way in hell.
He needs to be down at the bottom to catch you. I've got a hero.
Mm-hmm.
A man has been found doing what I think is the coolest thing in the whole world, and they've thrown the book at him. I think he's a hero instead. He's been found in the Disney World Island, quarantining himself.
So he's been stuck in the middle of the lake on the little Disneyland Island?
Yes.
In the treehouse?
Yes.
Oh, that is the
best.
And do you think there's so much food there?
I don't know. What would there be to eat?
Well, there's lots of candy machines. Vending machines. I could live on sugar and live on... That is really good.
Oh, see, Tom, we could go do that. I think you've got to check out this article. It's hilarious. Even his mugshot, he looks like the coolest guy you've ever met in your life. It's hilarious.
I was telling Wayne, I wish I had somewhere in Gucci or Prada or somewhere... And so when they shut the shop up, I could just spend the next, 5 weeks in the store trying on everything.
Yeah. Where would your isolation place be? Do you want to have a little minute to think
Prada.
About it?
That's what I said.
That's it.
Yeah,
lock
me in some designer store and I'd be quite happy. I'd be trying on the shoes. And, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
You should have gone back on one of those ships.
That is true.
That's got everything in them. You could have been isolated there forever.
No, thank you. You're married with a lovely daughter, so yours would be home.
Do you know my isolation dream home is, this is going to sound super corny, but it's at my home.
Oh, that is really nice, and it is corny.
Wrap up your Thursdays with Tom and Jess on Joy Drive. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.